a storm! We gotta find some shelter!
What? I can't hear you! I said... Can you just knock it off in 1 second?
Oh, thank you.
Today we take on Mother Nature.
Yeah!
I get to set off a real avalanche!
Oh, it's a big...
While Tyler cools his heels on all that snow, I heat things up on an erupting volcano. Charlie shows how to make a twister that you can keep in a box. And here's a tornado you can't fit in a box. I take a spin in the new Twister ride at Universal Studios Florida.
You don't want to miss this episode.
You can start the weather again! It's Pueblo Mechanics for Kids! Earth Power!
Do you think the storm's let up?
I don't know. I'll go take a look.
Yep.
It's still pouring.
Oh.
It's a good thing we prepared for a natural disaster with all this food.
This stew is pretty good.
Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some?
No. You can have it all.
I know. The storm might knock the power out. Do we have a space heater?
Yes, it's working right now. I'm prepared for anything.
The heater better not be near the food.
Where is it?
It's over here behind this box.
What's in that box?
Popcorn!
Hey!
This reminds me of the time I was in Whistler, B.C., setting off an avalanche.
Combined.
They strike without warning and can wipe out everything in their path. Many people drive by this mountain, and if an avalanche hits, they're dead. So in order to protect them, people like Herb Bluer set them off on purpose.
Okay, Tyler, let's go.
And I get to help blast one today. See all the snow hanging dangerously off the cliffs. If there's an avalanche, people could get killed. So we're going to the top of the mountain to plant some explosives. We'll close the road and the local hills and set off the avalanche before it slides down on its own, destroying everything in its path.
Sliding down a slope?
Yeah, when the weight becomes too much for a weak layer to hold it in place, you have an avalanche occurring. But have a look with your snow probe if you can find any layers by pushing it in.
Well, it's really hard there. Oh, but it's really late now.
These are the perfect conditions for an avalanche. There's a thick, hard layer of snow that's sitting on top of light, fluffy snow. Eventually, the light snow underneath will give way, sending everything rushing down the mountain.
Most avalanche accidents are caused by the skiers and the snowmobilers themselves by triggering weak layers in the snowpack.
So that's why we've got explosives. We have enough dynamite here to blow the roof right off a house. We'll put the explosives deep into the snow.
So, how deep are you putting the hole?
Oh, as deep as we can get it.
Hey, that's taller than me.
Yeah, that's about 2 meters.
Why does it have to be so deep?
Okay. For better results, I will make a hole in the stick of dynamite.
What's that for?
that's to put the explosives cord in it.
Oh,
this
okay.
is like a blasting cap.
So that's what's going to set off the stick of dynamite. So how many of these do you have to put in to blow up?
We've got about 20 sticks. We'll make 10 holes. So now it's tied on. You can put it in. Let it drop in there.
All the way down?
Yeah, let it go.
Whoa, goes so deep. Did it go all the way down?
Yeah, let's go and load the other holes with dynamite.
All right.
Herb connects all the dynamite sticks with an explosives cord. He'll put a fuse and an explosives cap on it, and I get to set it off.
Well, this is the time you get to light these charges. Remember, we've got 90 seconds to move out of the way.
Just want me to pull it?
Yeah, pull it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Make my day. There's one. Okay, now we check them, see if they're burning.
Oh, yeah, they're burning because the
They're making
brown.
The snow black, so we're okay. Let's get out of the way.
Okay. Should we run? Okay.
No, we just walk a steady pace.
Okay.
If we run, we might fall and slide down there. That's not good.
No, that wouldn't be good at all.
I'll be back.
Later, I'm in the middle of a terrible storm at Universal Studios, Florida. Hang on for the ride. That's coming up on PMK. Most people run away from hurricanes. This plane goes right into the middle of them. Hurricane hunters are a special U.S. Air Force team. They fly big old Hercules planes right through the hurricane to the eye of the storm. The eye is the calm center which the wind circles around. In the eye, they can find out where the hurricane is going. They release a drop zone, an instrument that measures air pressure, so they can tell whether the storm is getting stronger. It's always a bumpy ride.
These French fries are great, Tyler. Can you pass the gravy?
Yeah, in a second.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, you're making a mountain out of mashed potatoes.
It's not a mountain, it's a volcano. And the gravy's the lava. And I've got this pump, and when I pump it, I can control the flow of lava.
Aw, that's so cute.
Shouldn't make fun of the volcano.
Why, is it gonna get mad?
You've angered the potato volcano guys.
Oh no, it's all jammed up or something. You shouldn't have made the potato gods mad.
Oh. When you think about volcanoes, this is what comes to mind. Nothing can stop its destructive force. Fiery lava flows down mountainsides, wiping out roads, burning up homes, and destroying nearly everything in its path. This is Kilauea Volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii.
And when we land, I get close enough to scoop up some lava for a better look.
Kilauea is one of the few volcanoes in the world that's always erupting and never stops.
The lava comes out in a steady flow instead of one explosive eruption. The dark area is lava that has cooled down and hardened.
This is Jim.
Hi, Alicia.
He studies volcanoes.
Most of this came out just about a month and a half ago. And what we're standing on right now, this little ropey stuff, is Pohoihoi. Pohoihoi kind of describes this ropey character to the surface. It's because the surface cools first and then it's folded as the inside flows. So basically it just keeps folding up against one another like an accordion. And this stuff right behind us is more like the other type, which is ah-ah. And it's, if you feel it, it's real pointy.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
It's actually still warm.
Yeah.
Check that out. So we have an active tube just over here, and we'll go over and take a look at that.
Deep within the earth, it is so hot that some rocks slowly melt and become a thick, flowing substance called magma. That's the melted rock, or magma flowing under the Earth's surface. Volcanoes erupt because the Earth's crust is broken into plates that grind together and shift apart. When some of the magma deep below builds up and pushes its way through these cracks formed in the Earth's crust, a volcanic eruption occurs.
When magma breaks through the Earth's surface, it's called lava.
Lava comes out of the ground at about 1,150 degrees Celsius, or 2,100 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's hot enough to melt a car.
Yeah, flowing lava can be quite a hazard. That's why we study it so carefully. But this particular one, right now, the lava's going through this tube under the surface, which you can see right here, and then it goes all the way out to the ocean.
Oh.
Well away from anybody.
That's good. No threat
to anyone. Okay, Alicia, we're going to use this gun to measure the speed of the lava going through the tube.
Knowing how the lava flows can help save lives.
The faster the lava, the more there is coming out of the volcano.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty low. In fact, that's the lowest that it's been in several months.
Ooh.
If it continues like this, it may signal the end of the eruption.
Now, this is the test I've been waiting for. We dip this metal hammerhead into the flowing lava to see how hot the lava is.
We get our sample from an exposed lava hole, which is called a skylight. The heat from the lava flow is so intense that it traveled up the metal cable and burned right through Jim's protective gloves.
Pour it over it?
Yep, just pour it over it. Pour it over that upper part.
Yep. Oh, it's really bubbling in there.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time to cool down.
The temperature of the lava tells us if there's new magma flowing in the area or not.
So when we get this sample off the hammerhead, and after it's cooled down, we're going to put it in a bag and send it off to a lab in Denver.
Lava samples help scientists predict for how many more years the volcano will erupt.
Well, there's my little contribution to science and pursuit of knowledge.
A line of heavy thunderstorms have developed to the west of our region and are moving at 45 miles per hour. A tornado warning is currently in effect for the next 2 hours.
Studios Florida, visiting their latest attraction, Twister, Ride It Out. With help from the state-of-the-art technology, we are going to see how tornadoes, or twisters as they're often called, work. Hit it, David! What we don't know about the weather could kill us. That's why tornadoes are so deadly. We can't predict them, and each one is different. In the beginning, it looks harmless, but then it grows. High-speed winds! Thunderclouds! White-hot bolts of lightning with downbursts of rain or hail! It takes one murder of a thunderstorm to create a tornado! Cut! In a thunderstorm, there's warm, moist air on the ground. And because warm is light, it rises up into the clouds. But high up in the sky above the clouds, the wind is cooler and blows much stronger.
When the warmer air shoots up and meets the faster wind above the clouds, a tornado begins to form.
It's the mixing of the slower wind near the ground and the faster wind higher up that causes the twisting motion of the tornado. Some tornadoes move along the ground at 70 miles per hour, or 110 clicks.
Others stay practically still, spinning over a single spot. Some last for minutes, but some last for hours.
A tornado spins up to 300 miles per hour, or 485 kilometers. It rotates with enough force to tear up anything in its path. Tear apart homes, suck trees right out of the ground, carry heavy objects for miles. At Universal Studios Florida, they use 30 giant fans to create the same kind of twisting effect as in a real tornado.
You couldn't do this in a real tornado! That's what happens when you combine modern technology with a little movie magic.
The place which has more tornadoes than anywhere else in the world is called Tornado Alley. That's the area from Texas to Kansas over to Oklahoma, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
So the next time you see storm clouds brewing, high-speed winds, especially if you're in Tornado Alley, stay indoors and underground, because you never know what can happen.
How to not get hit by lightning. If you're struck by lightning, it can hurt or kill you.
Ow.
To avoid being hit by lightning, don't stand near hilly places, open spaces, power lines, metal signs, flag poles, football goals, metal bleachers, lakes and beaches, swimming pools, power tools, canopies, thunder trees, building roofs, telephone booths, fences, kites and water pipes. To be safe in a thunderstorm, there are two places to go.
Yeah.
A house or building is safe. But once you're inside, don't do dishes or take a shower or a bath. Because water conducts electricity. And if lightning strikes metal pipes, it can carry the charge inside. Also, don't use a telephone, headphones, or electrical appliances. If lightning strikes power or telephone lines nearby, the charge can be transmitted to wires in your house. And don't stand near open windows or doors. The other safe place to be is inside a car or truck.
Yay.
Because if lightning hits a metal object, it goes around it, not through it.
Dogs with more emotion. I want to see fear. Do you hear me? Fear. You're about to be sucked up by a whirling tornado. And if I don't see fear in your eyes, I'm going to fire the entire lot of you and hire a bunch of pigs. What? What do you mean I'm not the director? I know, I was just sort of fooling around. Yeah, you want your megaphone? Yeah, sure. Oh, and the hat, yeah. And the scarf, yeah. And the, yeah, glasses, sure. Thanks. Okay, I realize this is not Universal Studios, but this crazy-looking contraption also creates that great whirling tornado effect. Look, I heat the water in this pan to make warm, moist air that rises. This chimney funnels the cooler air from the outside down into the box where it meets the warm air from the pan coming up. Once the faster cold air links up with the slower moving warm air, they start spinning faster and faster, creating this twister in our machine. Now, if you don't have a bazillion dollars for your own Hollywood studio, or even $100 for my PMK tornado machine, here's an easy way to make your own twister. First, start with a tall square box. Plastic wrap, a pie plate, incense, a small fan, an X-Acto or a pair of scissors, black construction paper, and duct tape. Oh, where's my duct tape? You people are just so funny. Come on, give me the real thing. And duct tape. First, cut off the flaps of the box. Then, cut an opening large enough to fit over the pie plate. After that, cut a vent about 2 centimeters, which is almost 1 inch wide from top to bottom on the 2 remaining corners. Cut a hole in the top and stick your fan in so the air blows out. Some black paper to fit inside. This makes your tornado easier to see. Tape a sheet of plastic wrap over the opening. Don't forget to leave space on either side for air circulation. Now I light the incense, switch on the fan, and put the box over the top. And voila! They say tornadoes have energy equal to that of an atomic bomb. Now, this one may not rip up trees and toss cows around like baseballs, but... it sure does make one heck of an air freshener. And after a long day of chasing tornadoes, that may be just what you need.
Inside this building are some of the most powerful computers in the world. They cost millions of dollars. Each one can make 64 billion operations per second. It would take your PC 3 months to do the same amount of work one of these does in 30 minutes. Massive amounts of information would be lost in a power failure, so there's a giant diesel generator to keep it running. They get so hot, it takes 25 houses worth of air conditioning just to keep one supercomputer cool. These computers work to produce one thing, the weather forecast.
Oh, the storm's over.
You know, nature can do a lot of damage when it wants, but then there's days like this when it's just calm.
You know, I'm not scared of nature. I can take whatever it throws at me.
Tyler, I don't...
Alicia, you may run for cover whenever you feel the littlest bit of wind or rain, but I don't.
See you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
We'll be right back.